Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode, we're going to look at brokenness and imperfection, and see if we can perceive things a little differently so that we don't hold ourselves back from living the creative lives we dream of. I believe that it's so important to love and accept ourselves and others, the good bits and the bad, flaws and all. Our brokenness is part of what makes us who and what we are, a richly layered, complex and interesting human being. When we think about brokenness, I also think about strength. We are all so much stronger than we think. We give our heart to someone, even though it might get broken. We go after our dreams and risk them being dashed and shattered, but we do it anyway. Because our love and our heart and our faith is bigger and stronger than our fear. We do it anyway. We love and we dream in spite of our fear of brokenness. It takes so much courage. The word courage actually comes from the old French word for heart, and it really does take a lot of heart and courage to be vulnerable. But your soul knows that your heart won't break. I'm reminded here of the Ernest Hemingway quote, "The world breaks everyone, and afterwards, some are strong at the broken places." Broken things can be mended, healed, and made even stronger than they were before. Sometimes too, it's important for things to be broken. It's not always a bad thing to break something. For example, world records are made to be broken. Glass ceilings and barriers can and must be broken and shattered. And old and unhelpful habits that hold us back must be broken too. The things that we believe might break us can not only make us stronger, but wiser. We can learn from them. And one of the greatest lessons we will learn is our strength. If we let go of what holds us back and our fears of showing up as our imperfect selves, even forgiving ourselves, broken things can suddenly become miraculously whole and healed. We can view imperfection in a very different light. I remember once in someone's garden remarking on how beautiful the flowers were that were growing through the cracks in the stone wall. "Oh, they're not flowers," I was told, "they're weeds." But a weed is just an exceptionally strong and hardy flower, strong enough to break through rock and bring down a wall. And yet most people don't see weeds as beautiful or perfect. And no one, after all, goes to a garden centre to buy weeds. But I love them because they're strong and they're tough and they're beautiful. They may not fit into our mythical idea of perfection, but they really do challenge our concept of what it means to be beautiful and perfect. There's really something I feel very beautiful about imperfection and seeing light through the brokenness. The dramatist Anton Chekhov once said, "Don't tell me the moon is shining. Show me the glint of light on broken glass." We are all perfectly imperfect and beautiful for it. Things are just as Leonard Cohen said when he sang, "Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." The more that we are able to bend and be flexible and give up on the notion of perfection, the less our moments of brokenness will hurt us. It's when we come from a very fixed and hard standpoint that we can be more easily broken. Far better to have a vision and a passion that we gently hold to every day to guide our steps through life. This way we can flow and bend and sway like a willow tree, rather than holding on too rigidly and breaking. It's important too to remember that the human spirit is very, very hard to break. We can often keep going even when we feel broken. And so often when we believe we are broken, don't we really mean that we are actually a deeply feeling human being? Our heart may be broken by grief or loss. Our dreams may have shattered into a thousand tiny pieces, but we survive and we rebuild better, stronger and wiser. And at the places where we're broken or imperfect, there can be so much wisdom and love and grace, so much scope for empathy. The moments that we feel may break us can actually make us become a more loving, compassionate and wiser person if we let them. So often we polarise ourselves and our lives and our creativity into the opposites of perfect and imperfect, good and bad. But imperfection is neither good nor bad. It's authentic and genuine, and it makes us and our creative offerings real and truthful. And truths cannot be broken. It is said that a rainbow is actually a full circle, but from the ground we can only see the arc or the upper half of the circle. But do we ever look at a rainbow and feel anything other than joy and hope and wonder? We don't see it as broken, and we don't see ourselves as imperfect because we can only see half of it. When we can find the levity and lightness in broken things and imperfection, this too can help. And as my dad might say, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Brokenness and imperfection is nothing to be scared of, and there is no need to let it stop us or hold us back. When it comes to life and work and our personal growth, let's go easy on ourselves. Let's grow sustainably. If we grow too quickly without nurturing ourselves and our resources, just like a tree that goes through a period of excessively rapid growth, it can break. So go gently on yourself. The most beautiful metaphor for brokenness and imperfection that I know is this. In Japan, there is an ancient practice called kintsugi. This is the art of mending broken pottery with lacquer and powdered gold. Here, the imperfections and flaws are embraced, and brokenness is seen as simply part of the object's history, that rather than devaluing it, actually makes it far more beautiful, precious, and valuable, precisely because of its brokenness, imperfections, and flaws. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk, where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.